Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Oh, Russia has urged the United States and South Korea to reciprocate North Korea's policy shift on its nuclear and missile programs. The Russian Foreign Ministry called on Washington and Seoul to reduce their military actions, including joint drills on the peninsula. Russia also welcomed Kim Jong-un's order to halt North Korea's nuclear and missile tests as a constructive step. Kim reportedly made the decision because the country's nuclear weapons program has reached its target. While the North Korean leader has also announced a shutdown of a nuclear test site to guarantee the suspension of nuclear tests. The decision was received positively by neighboring countries as a move to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. U.S. President Donald Trump also posted a tweet describing the development as big progress. Turning to Rhode Island, joined by Lecturer Brown University, Mr. Vladimir Goldstein. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, wow, what a turnaround in such a short period of time. What do you attribute the most to this basic turn in events, change in events from the North Korean side?
I think either Trump or Pompeo, who went and met with North Korean leaders, send some kind of an important message to them that, you know, it's time to make a deal. Trump was ushered into the White House on the promise that he'll start making deals, and he actually needs one right now, because so far his actions in the field of foreign affairs were kind of, you know, a little short of disastrous. He managed to ostracize practically every country with which he planned to make a deal. So he can't afford to go on like that. So I think it's a very smart move on his part, send the message that I'm ready to talk. And I think it's also a smart move, shows a certain kind of nimbleness, lack of recalcitrance on the part of North Korean leadership. They probably see the opening and they said, okay, you know, let's see how far are you willing to go for the sake of making some kind of a deal. So it's important to stress that both sides are willing to negotiate and resort to diplomacy. And it's you know, extremely important for Russia and extremely important for China and extremely important for other countries to see if Trump is indeed capable of doing something like that. Because as I said, so far he's been ruining all the goodwill which he accumulated, or all the hopes associated with him, both by acting absolutely in a unilateral, you know, absolutely kind of arbitrary manner. So he probably, either his advisor himself feels the need to sit down and talk. So, you know, I think everybody welcomes this, and one hopes that, you know, in response to North Korean offer, both South Korea and Japan and America would answer in kind rather than being, you know, bullying and aggressive, because that doesn't really work.
What do you think the North Koreans at this point in time feel that they can trust, especially if the United States, obviously going to be having talks with the United States, but when looking at, if we look at a previous peaceful nuclear program deal and talking about the JCPOA, of course, JCPOA between Iran and six other countries, and of course now the United States trying to get out of that deal, do you think that that will have any kind of effect in looking at how trustworthy, are the Americans trustworthy? Do the Americans stick to their international deals?
Well, North Koreans, I think, will be totally they'd be totally foolish if they just allow destruction of their nuclear arms. What they have to offer is, you know, stop doing maybe research and further tests and further escalation. But, you know, their history is pretty gruesome in terms of, you know, dealing with the West. So they have to be ready. They have to, so to speak, keep their powder dry. But I think they also don't need extra escalation. You know, nobody needs it. So I think they should sort of, you know, like a Russian saying, I remember President Reagan would say, trust but verify. So in other words, they should sort of, you know, move, you know, a step forward and see what Americans will do. But I mean, it's, you know, unfortunately, maybe in good old days, you know, United States maybe could have been trusted. But now we know that they can be, you know, say one thing, and in 2 years, 4 years, different president, they can violate it. So no country, but countries learn, and their leaders learn. They learn what's happened was, for example, with Russia, which trusted the West, and now it's expanded, you know, NATO straight to Russian borders despite its promises. So, nobody should trust them fully, and nobody should disarm. It will be a recipe for disaster.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Rhode Island, Mr. Vladimir Golson, lecturer at Brown University.